Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Breaking Free from Broke, by George Kamel. Positions itself as a practical, motivational guide for people who feel trapped in paycheck to paycheck living and want a clear path towards stability. Built around straightforward money fundamentals, the book focuses on behavior change over complex finance theory, emphasizing that financial peace is often less about math and more about consistent decisions. Kamel speaks to readers who are tired of juggling bills, relying on credit, or feeling anxious every time an unexpected expense hits. The tone is action-oriented, aiming to replace shame and confusion with a step-by-step plan for getting current on expenses, eliminating debt, and building a sustainable cushion. Rather than promising quick riches, it centers on building control through budgeting, disciplined spending, and intentional goals. The core promise is simple: when you know where your money is going and give it a job, stress drops and options expand. For anyone overwhelmed by financial noise, it offers a simplified framework to start moving forward. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the broke cycle and the mindset shift that ends it. A central theme is identifying what keeps people stuck in a broke cycle. The book treats being broke as a repeating pattern fueled by inconsistent planning, reactive spending, and the emotional weight that comes with financial insecurity. Instead of framing the problem as a lack of intelligence, it highlights how stress, embarrassment, and avoidance can sabotage even good intentions. The shift begins with personal ownership and clarity. Knowing your numbers, admitting where the money is going, and deciding that short-term discomfort is worth long-term freedom. This mindset change also includes rejecting comparisons and lifestyle pressure, since social expectations often push spending beyond what income can support. Another part of the reset is redefining what progress looks like. Small wins, such as making a workable budget, canceling one unnecessary expense, or saving a starter emergency fund, become proof that change is possible. By focusing on controllable actions rather than luck or market timing, the reader is encouraged to trade helplessness for agency. The goal is a durable identity change, from someone surviving money problems to someone building a plan and following it. Secondly, budgeting that actually works, giving every dollar a job, the book emphasizes budgeting as the foundation for reducing stress and increasing available cash. Rather than treating a budget as restriction, it presents it as a decision-making tool that tells your money where to go before the month begins. The practical focus is on creating a simple, repeatable system: list income, list essentials, allocate for savings and debt, and then set realistic limits for discretionary categories like dining out or entertainment. This approach helps readers stop guessing and start measuring, which is especially important when money feels tight. It also highlights the importance of tracking spending consistently so the budget stays alive during the month, not just on paper. Adjustments are part of the method, because real life includes irregular expenses and unexpected needs. The budgeting process becomes a way to spot leaks, such as subscriptions, impulse purchases, or convenience spending that quietly drains cash. By prioritizing necessities first, the reader learns to protect the basics and avoid emergencies turning into debt. Over time, budgeting builds confidence. When you can predict your month, you can plan goals, handle setbacks, and make intentional choices without constant anxiety. Thirdly, debt payoff as a stress reduction strategy, not just a math problem. Debt is framed as both a financial and emotional burden. The book treats payoff as a key lever for creating breathing room in the budget and reducing daily anxiety. Instead of getting lost in optimization, it promotes a clear, motivating payoff path that readers can stick to. A common barrier is discouragement, since balances can feel overwhelming and progress slow. The book counters this with a focus on momentum, organizing debts, choosing a structured approach, and celebrating each payoff milestone to maintain drive. It also highlights the role of behavior change, because eliminating debt requires stopping the habits that created it, such as using credit to cover overspending or underbudgeting. The reader is encouraged to use a written plan, cut expenses temporarily, and increase income where possible, turning payoff into a focused season rather than a vague wish. Another important idea is learning the true cost of debt, including interest and lost opportunity, which reframes minimum payments as expensive procrastination. As balances shrink, the book suggests readers will notice immediate benefits: fewer bills to juggle, more cash flow, and increased confidence that financial goals are achievable. Fourthly, building an emergency fund and protecting progress from setbacks. A major cause of financial relapse is the unexpected expense that sends people back to credit cards or payday-style borrowing. The book treats an emergency fund as protection for your plan, not a luxury reserved for high earners. It encourages starting small to create quick stability, then growing savings into a more substantial cushion as debt decreases and cash flow improves. This sequence matters because it reduces the number of crises that derail progress. The book also emphasizes planning for non-emergencies that still surprise people, such as car repairs, medical bills, holidays, and annual fees. Setting aside money for these known but irregular costs can prevent the panic that comes from pretending they will not happen. Alongside saving, the book encourages creating simple safeguards, insurance coverage that fits your situation, spending boundaries that keep the budget intact, and a clear definition of what counts as an emergency. With those guardrails, the reader can avoid the cycle of saving and then immediately draining savings for preventable reasons. Ultimately, the emergency fund is framed as a stress reducer that converts financial shocks into manageable inconveniences, keeping long-term goals on track. Lastly, growing income and creating a long-term plan for wealth and generosity. Once stability is underway, the book turns toward expanding options through increased income and a forward-looking plan. It encourages readers to treat earning more as a skill-based project, pursuing training, negotiating pay, taking on side work, or changing roles when appropriate. This is paired with the idea that lifestyle inflation can erase raises, so intentional spending choices remain essential even as income grows. The long-term focus includes setting goals that go beyond getting out of trouble, such as investing consistently, saving for major purchases, and planning for retirement. The underlying message is that wealth building is less about flashy hacks and more about steady habits over time. The book also links money management to values, encouraging readers to align spending and giving with what matters most to them. This values-based approach helps prevent the emptiness that can come from chasing a number without purpose. By combining budgeting discipline, debt freedom, and a plan for growth, the reader is positioned to move from survival to thriving. The result is a more resilient financial life where choices expand, stress declines, and money becomes a tool rather than a constant threat. In conclusion, this book fits readers who feel stuck financially, including people living paycheck to paycheck, new graduates navigating adult money decisions, and families trying to regain control after debt, overspending, or repeated emergencies. It is also useful for anyone who understands basic personal finance concepts but struggles to apply them consistently in daily life. The benefit is practical momentum, a clearer view of where money goes, a method to plan each month, and a structured path to reduce debt and build a safety net. Those changes can lower anxiety quickly because they reduce surprises, replace guesswork with a plan, and create breathing room through fewer payments and better cash flow. Compared with many personal finance books that lean heavily on theory, investing complexity, or unrealistic shortcuts, this one stands out by simplifying the steps and focusing on behavior, consistency, and repeatable systems. It aims to help readers take action immediately, even with a modest income, and to measure progress in tangible milestones. If you want a direct, motivating roadmap to move from financial stress to stability and then toward long-term growth, this book is worth buying for its clarity and practicality. If you would like to support George Kamel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.